Thank you, Mary. All right. I'm sorry, give me just a moment. I'm getting a little organized up here. In the meantime, send some energy vibrations up here. I want to make sure I'm feeling the energy in this room, helping me get ready to talk about prayer. And you know, when I thought about it this morning on my way over here, I thought, this really should have been a different title. To pray or not to pray, you know? And then I thought, well, there are times you should not pray. And I'm going to tell you why throughout this lesson. Because, you know, consciousness is so important in our lives. I cannot stress that enough. I cannot talk about that enough when I come up here. Sometimes we have to make consciousness adjustments, right? When we find ourselves and our thinking going down the wrong path or going down the wrong channel, we have to kind of tune it and kind of turn it around and build it back up. One way to do that is to pray, but it makes a difference in the understanding that you have about prayer. You see, in praying, we need to first get a belief that divine energy, spirit, is within us. And that it is like the unity has an affirmation. It is not I, but the Christ within that does the work. And that's the same thing with prayer. It is the energy of spirit working through us to go out and gather what it is to be manifested. You see, we're part of a whole. And if the whole contains allness, then everything necessary to carry us through this experience called life is what? It's already there, right? We've heard that many, many times. So if it's already there, why don't we believe it? You know, that little nagging doubt has a way of creeping in at times, doesn't it? That doubt that things are going to be all right. That doubt that things are in divine order. You know, when we talk about divine order, we're not talking about how we want it to be in this moment. We're talking about the energy out here. There's an order to the universe, and everything happens as it should. But guess what pushes, what drives, what kind of moves that energy? Your consciousness. So wouldn't it be so much easier in life if we develop a consciousness of the Christ? I think it would. I know it would in my life. I know that if I make sure that I believe that I am made in the image and likeness of God. And you know what some of us, what we do sometimes? This is before we know who we truly are. We listen to news stories, we listen to other people talk, and we begin to believe and make God in our image. Because we send our concept of God through our filters. through our beliefs, through what we have buried deep within us. And you know what can turn that around? Connecting, taking time to, as we say here in Unity, pray from the consciousness of God. God is in you, wanting and desiring to express out through you into the universe. That's how this universe really came into being. We're expressing the motion and the activity and the energy of this universe through the consciousness that we have. And guess what? Works for good and not so good. And not so good. We have to flip things around a bit. Even when we hear common events, take the time to take them in deep. What is the highest and the best for the whole universe, and think on those things. You know, we can't think that this dis-ease will always be with us. We can't allow ourselves that negative thought. In us is something greater than all that. You know, these things that come to us in life are lessons. And wow, we're getting a big lesson now, aren't we? We're learning that it's not me and you, it's us. We affect all of us. Our thinking affects all of us. And guess what? Your thoughts are prayers. They go out. They gather energy. I was reading Eric Butterworth. Wow, I've been reading a lot of Eric Butterworth lately. I guess because I've taken a few book studies that are based on Eric Butterworth's books. But you know, he's on to something. In The Flow of Life, he writes, "The great truth taught by the mystics of all ages is that life is lived from within out. This means that the whole universe is concentrated at the point where you are, because it's lived from within out. More than this, you are the universe expressing itself as you." And I know that kind of sounds like double talk, but if we believe that consciousness is the thing, if we believe our thoughts project out into our universe, then that in itself says the universe is expressing itself as us. What do we want to put out here? What kind of thoughts do we want to put out here? The most profound knowledge that you can attain is that your whole existence flows forth from a universal process which is always from within out. You know, that would keep us from thinking of a God out there, one that's meeting punishment, one that's making decisions, who's gonna get disease and who's gonna be well. That's not how it works. We are all inwardly whole, but until we lift our consciousness to the point to know that we're whole, we're going to move throughout this lesson. But you know what? There's a lot of hope, because we're here. Not only are we here, there are a lot of New Thought churches, if you want to call them that. There are a lot of unity churches out here promoting the truth that it's in you and not out here. And as more and more of us gather that information and process it and replace our belief system in something out there with something that's in here, we can lift the consciousness of the universe. I've had, you know, when sometimes my friends bait me in, and they'll get me to talk, and they'll say, "Oh, where are you living? You're living on another planet." But you know what? Stand in this truth. Practice it. Try it. It may not change everything out here, but guess what? In here, you'll feel safe and secure. In here, you'll know you're whole. In here, you'll be able to accept the natural processes of the universe, which is we may pass through for a fleeting moment, but we are still eternal beings. It's still in us. I read an article. The class this coming Friday is going to be a lot based on affirmative prayer, because that's how we pray here in a unity. And I want to share some key ideas with you from an article I read. And the article began, well, I'm going to ask you, and you don't say it out loud, but when you think of prayer, what do you think of? You know, in the beginning of my unity journey, when I thought of prayer, I thought of praying for something. I didn't think that my whole life is a life of prayer, and that I can walk through life knowing and believing the truth and holding on to that no matter what tries to shake the foundation of that. Hold to that truth. No matter what anyone says, well, she talks a bunch of garbage. Hold to that truth. No matter what the naysayers say, hold to that truth. You are an expression of the divine. It's in you. You know, back when I first started, I used to prefix things with, whenever I would pray, I would say, "Okay, God, if you will bring whatever, then tomorrow I'll be better." Or tomorrow, you know what? I would bargain. Have you ever made a... Now, you don't have... Don't say anything out loud. I just want you to dig within yourself right now. If we tear down those old beliefs, then we can start building in new ones. But have you ever prayed the bargaining prayer? What you will do if this happens? You know, a big difference in knowing that I am an expression of God and thinking that there's a God outside of me is that I begin to act from that point. And what I mean by that, unconditional love. Why should I hate anything? Why should I express dislike anything? Why should I, as Myrtle Fillmore said, why should I think of anyone as being less than a child of God? We're all the same. We come from the same source. And I don't know about you, that means that I have no enemies across the waters. I have no enemies that are trying to harm me because I'm standing strong in my truth. We use affirmative prayer rather than begging or beseeching because it's connecting with the spirit within. It's grabbing hold and knowing that the right outcome is already there. You know, Jesus, when he said in Mark 11:24, "So I tell you, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours." To do that, when you pray, you're affirming that it is so. World peace, it is so. Because that sends those vibrations out. One might say, I need a job. Oh, I need a job. Lord, help me find a job. I know that sounds familiar too. But how about thinking instead? This is an example of affirmative prayer. This is an example of praying from the consciousness of the Christ. How about saying, "I am now guided to my right and perfect employment." You know, when we pray from the consciousness of the Christ, we're leading our thoughts and gathering all the energies within us to produce our highest good despite any temporary appearances. Energy attracts energy of the same frequency. It doesn't matter if it's negative or positive. Your thoughts are transmitting energy. And I love the saying, thoughts are prayers, because you're transmitting them out into the inner ethers. And you're attracting to you the same. Rosemary Ellen, author of Prayer Works, says that prayer sets into motion the forces that enable us to manifest what we pray for. And she adds, prayer is ineffective when it is accompanied or followed by negative thinking. Doesn't mean it doesn't work, but the results might look different from what you intended. In other words, if you pray an affirmative prayer, "Oh, my right and perfect job is here right now," and then run out and the next conversation you have is, "Oh, I can't find a job." Nothing is right for me out here. You know, you're expending energy. You're putting that negative back out there. So to pray or not to pray? To pray or not to pray? When you pray from the consciousness of spirit, you're praying that it's already done. Speak the word and believe it in your heart. By praying from a consciousness of Christ, we know our lives are blessed with unlimited possibilities, and we are awakening to our spiritual selves. You know, there are times when I have let myself go down that path thinking, this is impossible. This is not going to happen. But you know what? The more you practice praying from the consciousness of the Christ, the more you begin to think, I am a spiritual being. I have everything in me to bring my desires into manifest. But my desire is turning from things to peace, to love, to strength. You know, Myrtle Fillmore, one time they were in a meeting, and Myrtle is a co-founder of the Unity Movement. And they were in this meeting, and funds were short. They were growing low. And everyone was in there all concerned. Oh, my God, we have to pray, Myrtle, for the money to flow to us. And Myrtle said, no. We need to pray that our faith holds out during this temporary experience. The faith to know, because like I said earlier, remember, energy draws to it whatever is on that same frequency. So if we keep our thoughts on that high frequency, that it can happen, that it is well within us, that we are motivated by love, and we are, as a spiritual community led by Spirit, and look at us, we're here. We're here. We're here because we're lifting our thoughts up to that frequency to know all things are possible. All things are possible. This church is, it's possible for us to fill it with that high frequency of consciousness, that those in need of this truth will come. And we've experienced that. We've had guests come. And someone said, yeah, but they're not here now. Okay, that's all right, because you know what? Maybe what they needed, I'm here to feed. How about you? I'm here to feed whoever is put before me that wants to partake of this table that Spirit is working through me to lay out before us. And if that means you come to the banquet and take what you need and then go on, so be it. But don't misunderstand that I don't want the church to grow. I'm seeing growth. I'm seeing the pews filled. And I want you to join me in that vision. I think I've talked to you about it before. Holding that vision. And you know what? That's a form of prayer. Seeing it. Seeing it. Charles Fillmore wrote, prayer is the most highly accelerated mind action known. We can move mountains with affirmative prayer, and that's by seeing it right. Affirming and claiming that it is already here. So let's do this morning. We're going to do this. The Lord's Prayer may come up there, but you know what? I want you to think of the Lord's Prayer in this fashion. We know the Bible is divinely inspired. And so I'm not trying to reinvent anything. But when I pray the Lord's Prayer, that's why I have someone asked me, why do you have a cheat sheet up on your podium? Because when I pray the Lord's Prayer, I make it personal to me. I make it a group of positive statements, affirmative statements. So just take a moment, and we're going to go into meditation. But I want you to take a deep breath, close your eyes, and just kind of let these words settle within. And we begin with our Father. Father of the universe, Father of all beings. We lift you up in our consciousness. And we know that as we do that, our kingdom is right here on earth. All that you have prepared for us is here right now. And as your expression, I move through this world of appearances, blending my consciousness with that is good, that is just, with that is of you, dear God. And I know this day anything I need to make it through every moment is here now. And I know that forgiveness fills me as I release all the things of the past and embrace your unconditional love. And I know that I hold nothing against another, for we are one in spirit. I know that the energy of life is greater than the energy of error thought. So I grasp hold of my inheritance. And I am filled with your power because you are the energy that moves in and through and works out from my being. And I know that the glory of your love, of your peace, surrounds and enfolds me and lifts me up. And for this, I am grateful because I know it is so, and so it is always. And so take a moment and breathe in and breathe out, knowing that the flow of divine life is moving throughout every fiber of your being, right here, right now. And we know that we make an inward journey when we pray. We turn within to where all our energies of spirit are stored. And through this prayer inward, we release out into the universe all that is for the highest good of everyone within the vibrations of our beings. And so we take this moment to recharge and plug in and to know, to fill ourselves with the awareness of that which is moving in and throughout the universe, binding us together. And we breathe in and breathe out just a few moments, taking it in, getting in that flow within, in the quiet. And as we return to this building, to this chapel, to this place, we do so knowing that we are new creatures in Christ, that we have been renewed and filled, and that we can go forth being the prayer that all are looking and reaching and searching for, because we are the peace. We are the wisdom. We are the love. Right here, right now, forever and always. Amen.